Greetings in Jesus' name. I was blessed by the things that were shared here this morning already, thinking about humility, and that is what God wants in each one of our lives. Cutting corners. You know, that's a human tendency that we like to find an easy way. Something that our flesh wants to do, but God again and again reminds us of what our duty is, what our responsibility is. This morning, just one verse that I'd like to read to us here before I get into the message, and just thinking about how God loves us and a way that we can know that He cares about us is we can find it in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. Just pondering that verse and thinking about life, and, you know, sometimes we feel like, well, I just didn't quite get accomplished. And, you know, we as parents, if we're parents that love our children, we again and again remind our children when they're doing something that we know that they shouldn't do or we know that isn't good for them. We as loving parents remind them of those things. And this morning I just want to remind us that that is what God does to us. And so as we listen to the things that have been shared, are going to be shared, you know, if we feel like there's something here, it's like, oh no, let's take heart. God is reminding us of who we are and who He wants us to be. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You again this morning for Your blessings. We thank You for the opportunity that we have to be gathered together as a body of believers. Lord, we thank You for the freedom that we have to come and go. And I just pray this morning, Lord, that You would minister to each one of our needs as we all confess that we are a needy people and that we need to be reminded of You. We need to be taught from Your word, Lord, and we're here and want to do that, Lord. I pray this morning that You would be with the ones that are not here, that are at home with sickness, that are possibly traveling. Lord, we just commit each one to You. We just pray that You would bless them, that You would protect them, and that You would have Your way in each one of their lives. We thank You. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to turn to Psalms chapter 127. I'm going to read chapter 127 and 128. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sheep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Chapter 128. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, shall the man be blessed that fearest the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children, and peace upon Israel. I'd like to focus on the first couple verses in chapter 127 here. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Just like for us to grab a hold of that verse this morning, and if we don't remember anything else as when we leave here, that we would hang on to that verse and just remind ourselves as we go through life, as we make decisions, as we live our life out, that unless the Lord is in it, it is all vanity. It's going to accomplish nothing. As we ponder, as we look at these first couple verses here, we see here, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is all empty. And as I was studying these verses and looking at them, it's like God is calling us outside of to do something that is outside of what we normally see being done around us. You know, when we think about verse 3 there, and children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hands of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. And, you know, it's not uncommon in this world when we talk with parents, especially when they don't spend time with their children, you know, their children become a problem. They want to drop them off at the daycares and you know, get a break, and the youth are, you know, it's like, well, they just need to do their thing. You know, they don't have the hearts of their children. And so we see here, you know, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is normal in life for the city to be at risk, but God is calling us out and saying, you know, we don't have to do these things on our own, but he wants to be that watchman in our lives. When the Lord is watching over our house, over our lives, it changes everything. You know, those things that come against us that want to discourage us, regardless of what they are, he can protect us. He can He can give us courage. When we look at verse 1 there, build the house, you know, refers to our lives, our family, our habits, our priorities, the direction that we're taking, the direction that we're going. And when I mean direction, I think of purposing to embrace the things of the Lord. That is a direction. It's a choice that we're making. When we see something and we know that God would be pleased with this, we're purposing to embrace that. Or we look around us and we say, wow, you know, if I purpose to embrace here, it's going to make me look different. It's going to make me stand out and feel vulnerable. And so we choose to take a direction. So I trust that the direction that we're taking is purposing to embrace the things of the Lord. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, familiar verses there, but gives us a really good, really tells us where we're at. Therefore, everyone who hears the words of mine, puts them into practice, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And then, just a couple verses later, it tells us, those who do not put them in practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Building a life on things that will last, things that will make a difference, a life of purpose, a life that God can bless, a life that God can protect, or a life that one day we will wake up, which tells us here in Psalms chapter 127 that we realize that we built on empty things, things that have no meaning, and that realizing that God can't bless it. What are we choosing? How are we going about building our lives? We recognize that these things are very important. It makes the difference of building it alone versus God walking beside us. It makes the difference of trying to guard our lives in our own strengths, in our own ability, versus God being the watchman, protecting us. God's involvement in our lives is entirely up to us. Who do we entrust our lives with the building process that takes place? Our journey in our life. Who do we entrust? Do we find ourselves trying to take things in our own hands? Trying to protect myself, to keep myself out of danger? Or do I find myself entrusting those things to the hands of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 2, we find a verse of comfort. If you seek Him, He will be found of you. But if you forsake Him, He will forsake you. And I say it's a verse of comfort, and I guess I'm speaking to a people that is seeking God. But that verse maybe isn't so comforting if we find ourselves forsaking Him. We have a promise there that if we turn from Him and we seek our own lives and we try to accomplish our own doings in our own strengths, He tells us here that He will forsake us. So I trust this morning that we are seeking Him and that we can know that He will be found. A solid house, a divine protection, are blessings flowing from abiding and from obedience, from abiding in Christ, from striving to being obedient. We can be assured that if we give our lives to the Lord, we give Him the hand to build our house, that He will build it right, correctly. Because we are yielded to Him. And if He made the investment in our lives, we can see in verse 1 here in Psalms that if he has an investment in our lives, that He also will guard our lives. He will protect us. He will keep us, and He will make us into the people that He wants us to be. God watches over what belongs to Him. So we have a choice. We see in these verses, we can choose to build and protect in our own ability, our own understanding, or we can choose to give those things to the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, go down to verse 10. Just talks about building. And when we build a building, we all like to use good materials. And I think it's just a reminder here again. According to, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation of another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundations can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burnt, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. We see the importance here in these verses of the materials that we use. You know, the things that if we lay things on our foundation that are of our own doings, of our own ability, if we wander away from God's plan, we see that we will suffer loss. In Job, a very familiar account, and just like to ask us, you know, when we look at the account of Job, we are encouraged by Job's life. But sometimes maybe when we find ourselves suffering loss, maybe we fail to identify that, is it possible that we're suffering in some sort, some way similar to what Job was experiencing? And we fail to recognize what God is doing. In just a couple of verses here, I'd like to read again just to refresh us the things that took place here, starting in chapter 1, verse 8. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for naught? Has not thou made an hedge about him, about his house, and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power, only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. And we remember what happened there. You know, Job experienced many things that were hard. He lost his family, he lost his possessions, he lost his wife, so to speak, and his friends. They turned against him. But we see something in these verses here, that God's hand was over Job. His hand of protection was over him. But a time of proving had come, and God was making a point of showing the enemy of his soul, of who Job is, that he's a faithful servant. So, you know, when we find ourselves in life struggling, wondering why, what's going on, what's happening, do we remember God, that God's, his hand of protection is over my life, and that he cares, and that we can trust him? These are times as people that we probably want to find a shortcut. Somehow we want to get around this. We want to avoid these things. And if we are living in our flesh, we will try our best to avoid them. We will, if we enter these circumstances, if we're finding shortcuts, things that we will probably do is we'll get mad at God. We'll start blaming him. We'll blame people. I once was talking to a man that was seemingly in this situation, and he pointed out all the things that had happened in his life. And he said, if his statement was, if God cared for me, he wouldn't have let these things happen. And he wasn't able to be convinced otherwise. And so he left. He was living his life blaming God. I don't know that man's life, where he was at before that happened. But obviously he didn't walk through that test. As we look over our lives, as we ponder the things that have taken place, the things that are taking place in our lives, where do we find ourselves? Do we find ourselves trusting? In Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 and 2, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Are we abiding in Jesus? It is the process of being built by God. We need to abide in him in order for him to build our house, so to speak. As a husband, as a wife, as a father or mother, as a son or daughter, are we allowing him to build our house? Whatever life's call is, when we allow him to build our house, we we bring glory to God. We choose to allow our lives to bring glory to Him. And if we go back to Psalms chapter 127 there, and we get past the first two verses here, and we see in verse 3, it starts talking about people. It's talking here about children in our lives, in our view of children. And I'd like to take it beyond that. That not only children are earthly children, but people around us. It changes our view. We recognize that our family is a blessing from God. And we hold our family with care. We willingly put time into them. And that reaches out even beyond our family, but it reaches out to the people around us. We have a heart for them. We treat people differently when we allow God to build our lives. But as we live our lives, I guess the challenge that I would like to leave with myself and each one of us is let's not forget. Let's not forget the value that our families are, that our children are, that the people that we rub shoulders with every day. Let's remember that God put them here and that they're an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. If we recognize these blessings, we will show this as people, as parents, by ministering to our children, by taking care of the people in our homes, by reaching out to those people that we're next to. So if our lives are being built by God, the results of that is that we're going to find ourselves caring. We're going to desire to invest time, to minister. So the question that I would like to ask ourselves this morning, in closing, as we view our lives, what do we see? As we look at our buildings, at our house, as I look at myself, I trust that we all have a desire to allow God to build us, to protect us. But sometimes it's easy to get sidetracked, to get distracted with the cares of the things of this world. And we try to take these things on ourselves. So I think some ways to test ourselves is, what do we see in ourselves? Do we see ourselves in verse 3, reaching out to our children, to the people around us? Do we have a heart for them? Do we care? I'd like to leave us with this thought, that if we find ourselves caring and desiring to do God's work and to minister, and we have a heart for people, that it's a really good indicator of who's building the house. Because if we study the world, if we study self, if we study ourselves, and I trust we understand what we're capable of when we do things in a selfish way. You know, I'm too busy. Just leave me alone. I have things that I need to do today, or hobbies, or, you know, on it goes. So may God bless you as you take these things, apply them to your life, and let's remember that the things that God builds will stand, but if it's us building them, they will fall. May God bless.